I had this trippy dream where this cat was driving me around in an old convertible the whole time around LA. Later on, it turned into a VW van, and near the end, it was more like this spaceship kind of thing. We were high up, looking over the road. But the front console was shaped like a van, and it still had the convertible top. The guy who was driving me around was an older dude, an old hipster with a scratchy voice, kind of like Joe Wall sings. But he kind of had some of that vibe and energy of Dennis Hopper and Easy Rider. Yeah, like if you can imagine a cross between Joe Walsh and Dennis Hopper, that's the dude who was driving me. We were heading due north on the PCH, coming up to the big stoplight where Sunset Boulevard ends. We were going to head out past there towards Malibu, maybe circle up through Topanga Canyon, and come back through the valley. The light was beautiful in the dream, with all that nice washed out orange from the pollution. So I had this happy feeling in my stomach, but also like this scared feeling, like something was gonna happen, but I didn't know what. Anyhow, as we were approaching the light at sunset, all of a sudden this cat in a sports car came out of nowhere and just cut us off. My man slammed on the brakes and narrowly averted a mashup. Got my blood boiling, but, you know, I wasn't the one driving. So when you know it, we pulled right up behind that motherfucker at the light, and there he was, glaring at us through his rearview mirror, and he was all like, yeah, that's right, I cut you off. What are you gonna do about it? So I said to Joe Walsh slash Dennis Hopper, I'll just call him Joe now. So I said to Joe, man, aren't you gonna say some shit to that douchebag? I was all puffed up and pissed off, but I was sitting in the passenger seat. So Joe was quiet and looked straight ahead and said, you know, man, the only way I'm gonna put some shit out there like that is if I'm ready to dance with that cat. You know what I mean? All you've got are your actions, man. And don't forget, your words are actions too. You put something out there, there's consequences, you know? You wanna dance with that dude? Joe was driving me around everywhere, and it's like I wasn't even thanking him. I realized that at first I thought he was kind of like wild and a bad influence on me, like from my party days, but actually the whole time he was kind of like driving me around and taking care of me, watching my back, like with that crazy dude in the small car, like how he actually handled the whole thing real noble and didn't get all ruffled. He was talking me down from something. I only realized that when I woke up. Funny how sometimes with dreams, you don't realize who's your friend until after you wake up. Then you wake up and you get this clarity, and you see that maybe all those different people were you in the dream, and that they're there to lead you either to good or trouble. And the person who's actually acting as you in the dream is kind of like this blind idiot who's just barreling through the whole dream like I was, trying to be all tough and shit. Telling old Joe to go start something with that punk in the sports car. Yeah, but maybe like that crazy dude in the other car was me as well. All those people were just a composite of my own shit. All different parts of me. Like you've got this one part of you that watches out for you and keeps you steady. You've got this other part that's raging and full of anger. And those two are vying for your attention, like old Joe and that crazy dude in the dream. And there's just you and you're listening to both of these voices. But they're all a part of you. You know, I think of it like taming a dragon. A dragon is a crazy dude. And if you don't watch out, he'll bite your ass hard. So you need old Joe there to set you straight. But Joe knows about the dragon. Because Joe and the dragon are both part of you. So you don't try to kill the dragon. You know, the dragon's where you get all that voodoo shit from. That's where you get your power from. You don't want to snuff him out. You want to tame him. You want to actually make friends with him and harness his power so you can use it.